Joined by one of our guests. We were talking about maybe possibly getting a special guest here. He's actually a KDKB alumni. You're on the radio station for about a week, right?
Was it like? No, I think I made it for about a year.
Did you?
In the middle of the overnight, and, you know, for those who listen, hey, listen, I still get emails almost one or two a week from your fine listeners saying, we miss you, man.
Eddie,
so what do you think, Paul? I'm beating you up now.
Well, here's where it comes. This is where we do this live.
I'm going to sit over here and drink my beer. You guys do what you want to
hey,
do.
Hey, let me say something. No matter what happens, let me just say this, and this is a God's honest truth. I've been in radio almost 30 years, and very rarely do I enjoy conversations with program directors.
Wow. Oh, boy.
But I'm serious. I'm serious. This guy gets it. And that was really – I told you that, and I was sincere about it. It's refreshing to – When you deal with some of the people I've dealt with in my career, and you talk to a guy like Paul, who really, I mean, it was very cool.
That's
you're
nice
East Coast too, aren't you?
Yeah, I grew up in Boston.
So there you go. We're East Coast.
It's a nice thing to say.
Eddie Trunk, host of That Metal Show on VH1 Classic, and also you got your own syndicated radio show that we're working behind the scenes and maybe try and get back on.
Was
KDKB.
On KDKB, it's done. You know, I mean, that's been going for years, and you know, it's funny, man. I got a book out. I've got the TV show 7th season and all these things that I'm doing, and I'm honored and blessed to do all of them. But at the end of the day, this is what it's all about for me is radio. Radio is what's driven everything for me. Radio is my greatest passion still to this day. Still the most fun for me to go on the air for 3 hours a week, play what I want, engage these artists, and you know, to have been doing it so long and have the connection with them and the fans has been amazing.
Well, people don't realize that you were also like a record executive too for a while way back in the day, and involved intimately with a lot of these bands, especially Anthrax.
Yeah. For a short time, I was from 86 to 90, I was vice president of Megaforce Records, which is the label that signed Metallica initially. And then I worked very closely with Anthrax for years. And this is very much like reunion time here for me, walking around, seeing people. I just ran into Lars. He just jumped on me. We were just talking and having some fun. And, you know, to go around and see all these guys, it's just such a great vibe and so cool to reconnect with everybody. And it doesn't matter. Like, we've all been doing this almost 30 years. It's the same thing. Nothing changes. We all just break each other's balls the same way. And it feels like no time has passed.
Now, are you wearing the uniform? We got to see. Is Eddie wearing
it? He is.
Are you wearing
What's
the uniform?
That?
The camouflage shorts. With the black shoes and the black t-shirt?
No, I got a white t-shirt. I got the shorts, but I do have white sneakers.
Okay.
Does it make me less metal?
It's the uniform.
We're
doing
track of the
running
uniform
count.
Is the camouflage big? I don't really see. Well, I see
your
two.
Boy
is.
Everybody's all wore for the uniform.
Wow. And different shades of camouflage. I didn't realize that.
Well, you never know. We might have to hide in different areas of Indio.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. For me, it was just about a size that fit in Walmart. That's all it really came down to. It wasn't a fashion statement.
Good that you still shop with the peeps.
Absolutely.
So, Eddie, tell us about the book. What's the book about?
The book is called Eddie Trunk's Essential Hard Rock and Heavy Metal. It's my first ever book. It's been out a couple weeks. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. Borders, unfortunately, I think is going away.
That's what I had. We lost one here in
Phoenix.
Yeah,
they're not carrying any new stock, really. But Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever else you buy books, the indie stores, I'm actually selling and signing it here on site. And it's 35 of the core bands that I kind of grew up loving that were important to the scene. Amazing photos that most people have never seen before, never published. Live shots, I'm not talking me and the artist. There's some of those, but really amazing live shots. And, you know, my insights and a personal story. Like, for example, 2006, Axl Rose walked into my radio show.
Right.
And that made huge news, so I tell that story. One of the toughest chapters was Ronnie James Dio. I had written it before he passed away. He passed away. I went and I was honored to host his public services at Forest Lawn in L.A. Came back and he had to rewrite that chapter. So, and the other thing, and anybody that's followed me, TV, radio, now this book knows this. I always differentiate between hard rock and heavy metal.
Right.
And I've always loved the Slayer, Megadeth, Metallicas of the world. I also have always loved Cheap Trick, Tesla, Skid Row, you know, the other world. I like both sides. I like the real heavy stuff, and I like the more straight-up hard rock. And I feature both in everything I do, and the book is like that also.
Right on. Yeah, and you know what most people do? That's one of the weird things. People, a lot of times, you'll think they're Anthrax fans, they're Slayer fans, and they're not fans of some of that other stuff, when in fact, it almost becomes a guilty pleasure.
Well, that's the biggest thing, Paul. I mean, I found out that many more people are actually fans of a wider range of music than they may admit, because they don't feel that it's cool.
Right.
And God knows anybody that's met me or seen me knows I've never given two craps about being considered cool, you know. Right. I just do what I do. And it's, you know, and you know who's great about that? You know, the late Dimebag was like that. Dimebag would get up and jam with Poison and have just as much fun and then go play a Pantera gig. Yeah. And I always respected that. I mean, and I found, you know, I was made fun of when I was in high school for the music I liked. And I'm like, damn, man.
Join the club.
If I ever get anywhere, I'm not going to make any apologies for what I like. So I love the rock stuff, and I love the metal stuff, and I mix it all up in everything I do, and the book is like that as well. We do it on the TV show. You know, that metal show, people say, oh, it's the, you know, metal show, and you'll have this guy on. Listen, it's the name of the show. The truth is, I didn't even want it to be called that.
What did you want it to be called?
Quick, funny story.
Eddie Trunks, that metal show.
I don't remember, but we had a name. We had a list of 15 names we had assembled when I started putting the show together.
Yeah.
And then the network gave us some suggestions.
And by suggestions, what were the bad suggestions?
That metal show.
Really?
Well, because the God's honest truth is we looked at the list and we saw the names and all of us said, we're fine with any name but that metal show. And then we get the call and it's like, we're going to call it That Metal Show.
Yeah, we own the show.
Well,
we're calling it That Metal
Show.
The
thing is, and listen, you want to do a TV show or you don't? If you want to do a TV show, they could have called it That Polka Show and I would have signed off on it.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like about the name was because I didn't want to be painted into a corner of metal only. I wanted to be able to have rock guys on. Now, as people have picked up on the show, they realize, and at the top of every show, I say hard rock and heavy metal.
Right.
So we, you know, but, you know, what's in a name at the end of the day? What's an Aerosmith after a while? You know, you think about all these names of bands and stuff and how stupid they are if you really take away what they mean, you know?
All right, we'll wrap it up there because I know you got other stuff you need to take care of. Besides UFO, what's the most underrated band in the history of rock and hard rock and heavy metal?
Underrated. Oof. God, I could... Zillions of them. In America, maybe Thin Lizzy.
See? And that's why I like Eddie.
Because they're known for, unfortunately, 1-2 songs in this country, and they've got countless amazing songs. And, unfortunately, obviously, Phil's been gone for a long time, but the version of the band that's touring now that's kind of paying tribute to the music, I just saw them. They still are so amazing. And one of the most, I'm not going to go off on this soapbox about the Rock and Roll Hall of Idiots, but, I mean, I just saw Rush the other day.
Mm-hmm.
40 years, the band is still incredible, and the fact that they've been ignored by that institution and the fact that Kiss has been ignored by that institution is mind-blowing.
And Deep Purple.
And Deep Purple.
And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We could do this all afternoon.
And, by the way, taking out the hard rock stuff, you can even make the bands like Foreigner, Journey, all these bands.
Hall & Oates.
Chicago, yes. You can go on and on.
Barry Manilow.
Neil Diamond just got in. He should have been in.
Right.
Paul and I told you, I wasn't BSing.
I'm letting you guys
I wasn't shamelessly sucking up to Paul just to get back on the radio station. I was sincere because we got this thing going.
I'm just drinking my beer over here. You guys keep going. You're fine.
Nerd on.
Us two start yapping. You lost the guy over here.
No,
chair.
I'm enjoying the conversation. I got a beer in my hand. I'm fine.
All right. Well, you know what, Eddie? Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate
it. Paul, it's great to meet you face-to-face.
Excellent.
And great, you know, success with the station, I hope. Thank you. My site, if I can just plug it, EddieTrunk.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Eddie Trunk, and you'll find out about the book, the TV show. We're going to do more seasons in Los Angeles, where we moved the show for taping.
Nice.
So we got more coming up. Maybe we'll get some of your listeners out when we shoot again in July. You know,
that'd be awesome.
People people in Phoenix might want to get out of that heat for a little bit and come see us.
Yeah, because LA is that much cooler.
It is, though. More than Phoenix, no?
It gets about the same. There's no humidity in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Do me a favor. When you get home to New Jersey, open your oven, turn it up to 123 degrees, let it sit there for a second, then stick your head in it and tell me how it's a dry heat.
I heard this was a dry heat, too, and I'm sweating. So, you know, what are you going to do?
There you go. Eddie Trunk, thank you so much for stopping by.
Guys, thank you for having me.
All right. We continue broadcasting live. We're hanging out at Indio at the Empire Polo Club. It's the Big Four. You have anything to add to this, Sledge?
No, I'm going to get another beer.
He's not the best color guy in the business for nothing. It's 93.3 KDKB.